I recently read a story in the New York Times about two 18-year-old boys who were arrested on statutory rape charges for having consensual sex with two 13-year-old girls. I was confused. If the sex was consensual, how could it be rape? I called Professor Zimmering from UC Berkeley to ask him, what is the definition of statutory rape?
Now, what is statutory rape? Let us assume for a moment that the age of consent, the age at which people are given the power to consent to sexual relations, is 18. The law then says, even if somebody under 18 is perfectly willing to have sex, eager, since they lack the capacity to consent, that's a species of rape.
Under this assumption, if you are under 18, it's still illegal to have sex, even if both people want to.
But the problem is that the policy can become monstrous. So two 16-year-olds, each of whom is terribly eager to have sex. And the legal theory is, what, they've raped each other?
So how do states deal with this problem? I'm a teenager, and I know many of my peers are sexually active. According to Zimmering, there is a way around this.
In about half the states in the United States, there is an exception to what we're calling statutory rape, which is called a Romeo and Juliet exception. And that is to say, it doesn't abolish the crime of having sex with somebody who is too young to give legally binding consent, but it does create a special exception.
The Romeo and Juliet exception says that as long as the person is within 2 to 3 years of their sex partner, having sex is legal. The confusing thing about the Romeo and Juliet exception is that each state has a different age of consent.
Adults get very anxious about the sexual capacities, desires, and activities of their adolescent children. So one of the reasons the law is so messy is that there are tremendously mixed and anxious feelings about adolescent sexuality.
And for good reason. Over 9% of high school students have reported being hit or slapped by their partners on purpose, according to the Center for Disease Control in 2011. But will dragging the law into this situation make it better?
Jailing people in those circumstances doesn't make things better. Maybe compulsory sex education would be a good idea. But of course, kids have a hard time listening and taking adults seriously there.
The truth of the matter is, some kids will make some very unfortunate choices. Is there a way to safely monitor sexual decisions? Is harsh punishment the way to solve things? Well, I don't really know, but Professor Zimmering has an answer for this.
Some terrible mistakes are made in the sexual relationships of young people, in large part because those kinds of mistakes are probably part of the learning process so that we can be better sexual citizens later on. It's a wonderful argument. It would be terrific if nobody had sex until they were 22. By the way, they'd still make some terrible mistakes at 22 because the only way to learn to be a decent sexual citizen is by doing it.
For Youth Radio, I'm Chantel Williams.